Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
So lads, Cardi B, Bella Thorne, Kerry Katona, Daniela Lloyd. What do these celebrities have in common? Well, they have all joined an adult content platform. It's called OnlyFans. You've probably heard of it. The website allows people to share explicit snaps and videos with fans, and it seems earning peaked for many content creators during the pandemic. Well, 23-year-old Jasmine Heaney from Laois has an OnlyFans account, and she joins me on the line to tell me all about it. Jasmine, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm delighted to talk to you because we've heard of OnlyFans. We've read about it. It's been knocking around for a while now. So what's it all about? Can you let us know?
So basically, it is a website that was created for people that on Instagram, Twitter, or accounts, you know, with a high volume of, you know, followers that couldn't get around to their DMs all the time. It was kind of created in a way that you could pay whatever the influencer, whoever had made the page, a monthly subscription to be able to give their followers and fans more intimate conversations, more intimate pictures. And it really kind of peaked towards lingerie models, because there is two options when you join the website. There's an over 18 version, and then there's just kind of more of a PG kid-friendly version. So a lot of the lingerie models with hot, like a lot of followers and stuff like that, they were able to use the platform as kind of a amateur way of selling a little bit more of an explicit kind of version of their content that they would have already been posting kind of on Instagram. So that's what really kind of caught my eye, because I would have been one of the influencers posting very raunchy, you know, more of the adult side, lingerie side of Instagram. So, yeah.
Okay, I get it. But I suppose different content creators, they have different limits and do, I suppose, different kind of things. So would it be along the lines of porn videos and pictures? Is along those lines? Can some content creators get to that level?
Yeah, there would be, that is a high volume, a high majority of content would be considered pornographic or very X-rated, explicit kind of content. Now, so not all of it, obviously, not all influencers are, but
a lot of it is. Yeah, and the over 18, yeah. Okay, cool. Listen, I believe business was flying during lockdown. Can you tell me about that?
It was. Thank God for me, which I know, obviously, in such a serious kind of crisis that was going on, it actually, my business boomed. That's kind of when people had time to kind of go online and get and see these subscriptions. So for me, I've seen, you know, a really big rise in the money, a big jump in, you know, fans kind of and stuff like that. So that would have been for the first, I'd say, the full 3 months, I've seen the highest that I had seen in all my life in money or anything like that. So yeah, there was a massive jump.
Jasmine, was it the most you've ever earned in a month, let's say?
Oh, in my life, yeah.
Really? How much are we talking now in a month?
I don't really say like how much I earn, you know, every month, because, you know, but it was in the 20,000 ballpark.
Not bad.
Two of the 3 months I've seen 20k each month. And then in the last month of the quarantine, you know, still somewhere between the 18 to 20k mark.
Okay. So you're making a good wage. You're safe. You're at home. You're in the comfort of your own home. It's all good. Can I ask you, how explicit are your photos or the videos that you post?
So I would be now probably on the very explicit side, very X-rated side. Like, I do collaboration with girls, but mostly just the ones that I do, my content is extremely explicit. Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be full nudity, full play. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Jesus, Jasmine, wait till you see your followers go up after this conversation being on national radio.
That's the part. Well,
yeah. You know, you're a businesswoman.
It's definitely there to be seen, but, you know, it's not all just, you know, that's not all what I'm just about, but yeah, that is.
Well, listen to me. Can we go back to Jasmine, teenage Jasmine? What was she like?
Yeah. Teenage Jasmine would have been
I don't even know what she would have said if someone would have, if I would have said this to her back then. Because I actually was the opposite of confident. I was the opposite of being comfortable in my sexuality. I was very quiet. I you know what I mean? I actually suffered really badly with an eating disorder. I was anorexic and I suffered from bulimia. And yeah, I was hospitalized, in and out of hospitals, in and out.
So serious.
Yeah, it was very serious. It dominated my whole life, to be honest. I hate how I looked. You know what I mean? And I finally got a turning point in my life when I was like kind of coming into being a young adult and things kind of started to change. And I started doing transformation pictures on Instagram. And that's kind of where I picked up on people seeing how, you know, different my body had looked. And then that kind of spiraled me into getting confident and being like, wow, I actually, you know, I overcame something that a lot of sadly, you know, young or old people don't get the chance to kind of overcome.
Yeah.
But then I started getting super confident in my body, wanting to really push, you know, good, confident body image. And then I started to kind of be like, okay, I'm not the worst looking either. And I like lingerie. And then it started, yeah, I just completely grew a platform there from, you know, kind of sexier pictures. Obviously PG enough on Instagram.
Yeah. But can I ask you, so, okay, so you had a tricky time. School must have been tricky as well, was it, for you, if you're in out of hospital? Yeah. And were you bullied for a while? Yeah,
yeah, bullying was like an everyday thing for me. I kind of became a recluse, to be honest. I didn't have a lot of friends in my town. I still don't, you know. Well, like, it's weird how people treat me now compared to how they treat me then.
Yeah.
People want, and like, they knew me and were nice to me. But it is what it is. But yeah, I suffered really, really badly with bullying.
So you found a way to build your confidence. You do it online. You're posting images of yourself, fairly PC on Instagram, but you're still in your lingerie, whatever. You're getting a lot of likes and people loving what you're doing. So how did it go? How did it go from just uploading pics on your own social, on Instagram, for example, to OnlyFans? How did you make that transition?
So basically, like, I remember seeing, you know, like, say, for instance, like Kylie Jenner on her Snapchat, she was kind of posting all like little videos, clips of her, you know, looking sexy, looking good, which then kind of other girls started to kind of imitate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends in England then, she figured out a way to have a thing called a premium Snapchat. Now, this is back a few years ago, where people could pay to be a part of a private Snapchat. And, you know, she would sell kind of explicit pictures there. And then she kind of went into the OnlyFans thing. She texted me one day. I was texting her about her Snapchat and stuff. And I was like, God, I'd love to see. So I mean, making the money as well. Like, I'm out there already. I'm kind of back then. And I'm still getting a bit of backlash. I was like, I'd love to, you know, be actually able to profit off it or become some kind of a glamour model in that kind of sense. And she said, Jasmine, jump on OnlyFans. I was like, what? She was like, you have enough of a following on Instagram to promote it to, so people will 100%, you know, they're going to buy your subscription. And it's a 30-day subscription. You can go on, you can post whatever you want. It's going to be, you know, it's a lot safer because obviously you can only access it with paying the subscription. Now, I know it is, there's still things can be still leaked and stuff like that. But she was like, you know, it's something that you can get into doing and, like, you'll do very well on it. And she was telling me all about the money she was making. And I was just like, okay, so I gave it a chance. And within the first week or two, I really started seeing, you know, followers, you know, on the platform. I was starting to see actual real money coming through. And I was like, okay, I think I like this.
This is it. This is for me.
Yeah. And now it's been, I'm on it exactly a year now. So within that year, my whole life has now changed. I was able to quit my job, my retail job, and I completely work from home. I own my own business. Like,
so tell me, Jasmine, tell me about your typical working day. So tell me, so you get up in the morning, what happens? Are you on it all the time, or is it something you kind of dip in and out of? How does it work?
It would be, you wake up and you're straight away, you check all your social platforms, kind of like everyone does, and OnlyFans is one of them, and then bang, my day starts. I'm texting back people that I hadn't replied from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm figuring out what kind of content am I going to do that day, what outfits am I going to wear that day. Then I'm showering, dressed, makeup on, get the room set up, and, you know, there we go, make the content. Put the content up and then start replying to people from there on. They're out, like, you know, obviously people answering the content, replying to the content, or just asking questions in general, or different mm-hmm. conversations that are going on with other people, and then that will go into the evening. until then the next morning I wake up. I would say it's a 24/7 hour job.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to tell them, like, look, I'm taking a day or two off. If you have to put, you know, you do get a backlog. But I would be on OnlyFans from literally the morning till I go to sleep, and then again.
Do you ever take any time off? Like, let's say you want to go on a little holiday because you're on it a year now. What about taking a break? Is it hard to take a break because your work is there with you all the time?
I would never really see it as taking a break. Like, some days I kind of just, you either have to just shut your phone off and that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're going to be slyly kind of text back people or get contacted up. But you always, like, your fans, if they're going to support you, they'll understand. Everybody needs a break. It needs to be seen as an actual job. So I just reach out and say, look, guys, I won't be on for the day, or I won't be on for the next day, and have some content kind of ready to go that I can post. Because you can have content there and have, say, like, you want to post it tomorrow at 9 o'clock. You can have it there waiting to go. So if you're not around, you know, your content will still post on the app. You get me?
Yeah. So gotcha. You're all organized, Jasmine. Yep. You're all set up. You know what you're doing. But speaking of your fans, do you ever get fans? Any subscribers that get just fixated on you, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, there's been a few incidents with people where, you know, like, I was on the train yesterday, actually, I had two guys shouting my name over at me, asking to take a picture and stuff with me, do you know what I mean? And it was kind of like, thank God my two friends were there. So, but, you know, sometimes I get worried that if, like, I wasn't with people, it could kind of get aggressive, or what if I said no? But they're just kind of small instances. But I've had moments with people where I remember someone sent me pictures of me standing outside a toilet in Kildare Village, saying I look beautiful. And it can get worrying in that kind of sense. But, like, you know, there's a block button there for a reason. So if I ever kind of noticed somebody getting too, like, kind of harassing me or anything like that, I would just block the user, or figure out their name and stuff like that, and have them blocked off the website.
Yeah.
Or if I was really that worried, I would obviously have to just go to the guards and
try
to complain or something like that. But to be honest, I haven't really experienced too much of a situation like
that. Just little
that,
incidents, so. Just little things like that. And how do your parents feel about your job?
I'm not going to say they are obsessed with it, but I mean, they are just happy, and they can see the success that I have from it. I love my job. And my mom and dad have always just been that type of person that, if you're not out hurting anyone, or you're not hurting yourself, or it's not negatively impacting your mental health or anybody around you, do what you need to do. Just be safe, be aware, just be fully ready and understanding what, you know, your work is and what it does. And if it's going to be out there, it will be out there. So always just think before you do. But they're very open-minded. They're very supportive. Communication. We all talk. We all know what's going on. There's no hidden agendas with anything here with my family, so
that's good. It must be a huge relief for you.
Yeah, I think everyone and any parent should be the same. Of course, I understand it's not the most typical bog standard job, but definitely within the next few years it will be. But I mean, once you talk and tell them what's going on, and the money's there, the success is there, if you're able to hold your own, then, you know, they're like, go do whatever you need to do.
Jasmine, are there many Irish girls on this OnlyFans?
Oh, I would say since quarantine happened, 100%. Like,
wow.
There is thousands of girls. Now, some of them I'm not sure are using their real names or anything like that, but I've gotten so many messages of girls being like, how could I start an account to help people know when it's me? I'm like, well, listen, if you're going to do it, go down there. There's no point, because if it gets leaked, it's going to be out there. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't even take that risk. If you're going to do it, do it wholeheartedly, or do not do it at all, because it could backfire and kind of causing more trouble and problems for you.
I suppose it sounds like you're all kind of looking out for each other, because there's no other place to go to.
We do. We all have big group chats that we're all in together, and that we all talk. We all help share each other. We all kind of help give tips and tricks. We all shout each other out on each other's platforms. If anyone came with a problem, you know, look, this has to happen. Or, like, even if OnlyFans is down for a second, I'll write into chat. Guys, is everyone's OnlyFans working? What's happening? Like, you know,
yeah.
We're all there.
And speaking of these other girls, do you feel pressure to look a certain way? Because there's so much competition, so to speak. Like, have you had work done?
I have had my lips done, and I've had a bit of Botox under my eyes. I'd be considered kind of an older one of the OnlyFans, to be honest.
But what it feels like, a lot of them are quite kind of 18 to 20, I'm 23. So I had a bit of Botox done, I had my lips done, that's all I've had done. Actually, I've had a filler in my jaw as well. But I haven't gone as far as actually touching any other part, like my other part.
Mm.
But a lot of girls have. But I wouldn't feel pressure in that sense. At the end of the day, I look the way I look. Do you know
what
I mean? Yeah. So much about it. I would never have been that type of person where I'd want to enhance too much of myself. Do you know what I mean? But
Jasmine, can I ask you the future? What about your future? Is there longevity in this career? You said a lot of girls are 18 to 20 or 23 now and you're considered old for OnlyFans. But do you have other plans? What is the plan? Do you have a plan? What's going on?
I'm considered old right now in Ireland for the girls who started. In America, sure, the women are 30, 40 doing it. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I mean, there's longevity in anything if you want it to be. Do you know what I mean? If you want to do it for the next 20 years, you can. But because of how great the money is, I've been setting money aside to start investing. Mm-hmm. I want to start mentoring, like talking to girls about, you know, what this job is, if they want to get into it, the mental health aspects, the just everything that kind of runs into it. That's what I see in my future that I want to do. I've gotten reached out by reality TV shows now to come on as personalities. They really like that kind of confident girl that does OnlyFans.
So there's options for you.
Future, 100%. The future's bright, like, do you know what I mean? So I think just once you're putting in the hard work, you will always see results, no matter what job you're in, you know?
I think you're right. And are you happy?
Oh, I couldn't be happier. Honestly, like, my life has changed in such an amazing way. A year ago, I'd never think that I'd be successful or even be anywhere that I am or be able to be capable of doing what I am at the age of 23. So... yeah, I can't. Obviously, I have my days, but I mean,
like
course,
us all, yeah.
Majority of days, I would say, yeah, I'm happy.
Well, it's amazing to talk to you, and I just want to thank you for coming on the show. And fair play to you. Like, it might not be the choice career for everyone, but it's definitely working for you. And I wish you all the best going forward. Just stay safe, okay?
Yeah, of course, I know. Thank you so much. It's been lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, Jasmine. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much.
There we go. Jasmine Heaney on her OnlyFans account sounds like she's got it all under control and she knows what she's doing. She's been on it a year. She's 23. Thousands, she told me, thousands of Irish girls are on these sites. What would you do if you found out your friend or your daughter was on a site like this? Would you be as understanding as Jasmine's parents? Let me know your thoughts on this. 51552, back after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.